down to our final segment. We do have a couple more calls we're going to get to, but we need to take care of our bulletin real quick. You have the most popular article of the week.
This was kind of comical.
At RosieOnTheHouse.com, we have thousands of articles posted. A lot of them were stuff we wrote. We felt it was important for homeowners to know. A lot of it was questions homeowers asked us, so we
turned it into an article,
posted at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And our analytics tell us the most viewed question this week
is, can I burn my Christmas tree in the fireplace? And the short answer is no. And the long answer is also no. Not even your branches. They can, because they're so fresh, they can ignite your fireplace. They also leave behind a lot of tar and junk and can muck up your fireplace. So don't even be tempted. Take it to the park, those collection places. They turn it into mulch. Much better option.
The only way to properly do that would be to take it outside, cut all the branches off individually, then cut the trunk up individually, just like regular firewood. But you would have to let it sit
for a couple
more months to let it dry out, absolutely.
Right. My thought was fresh. Yeah, don't take it out of the living room and stick it in the fireplace, even if you chop it up. If you chop it up, let it dry out.
I've experienced what a dry tree is like. I brought ours outside when I was a kid, and I just lit it on fire. You're going to have more heat. Oh, yeah. You could not only damage your chimney, but you could set your house on fire pretty quickly.
So, and we just take ours out and burn it in the yard and have a bonfire.
That's more. That's what I like.
We don't live inside of any municipality, so out in County Islands, you can do that kind of thing. We have our article this week is on budgeting. You can get it at RosieOnTheHouse.com and the quick links. We won't spend a lot of time on it today, but it's designed to help you just realize, you know, how much homes cost. There are so many, you know, you never think about it until something breaks. Well, then now you're repairing it, and there are home warranty companies that you can buy. We're not a big fan of those. There is something that Focus Insurance offers, an appliance insurance, which I think is a lot better than one of these warranties because you don't know who they're sending out to you. So many of them are.
And something breaks, it's not under the warranty. That's guaranteed. Right?
they're part salesmen.
So this article was fun. I wrote it this week. I got to talk to, I called each category of the network, you know, electricians, plumbers, water softeners. And I just asked, if you, in your ideal world, what would you tell a homeowner they need to do annually to upkeep their equipment, you know, instead of just waiting for things to break? So this gives you an idea in all those categories, what it would cost, what needs to be looked at each year. Air conditioning is a big one, you know, because we use it a lot. And then what to budget for that. So, and even it can look a little overwhelming. Maybe you don't have money to schedule all these things, but you could spread it out over 2 or 3 years and still be ahead of the game rather than just waiting for things to break.
Yeah. And when you, instead of paying to have a warranty, you know, a home warranty on your home, use that money to just save it separately. So when you have something that breaks, you've got that extra savings. You know, that's a lot better to have that in your account than, you know, the warranty company's account.
I had one tip that just blew my mind. I talked to Jared of Tekna Security Systems, and he said that biggest caution for homeowners is to make sure that if you have an alarm system, make sure it's still supported by the technology you signed up for. For instance, if you had 2G at the time of your cellular and it was 2G and you signed up and you haven't checked it, it's not working now because there is no such thing as 2G. It's been abandoned. 3G will be abandoned in the cellular. 3G will be abandoned in 3 years. And so you want to make sure you have 4 or 5. But a lot of people, not a lot, Romy, but some people that signed up on landlines, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to cancel my landline. If you did that and you didn't cancel your security system, you are paying for a system that doesn't work if you've cut your landline.
Which, so, how many of us have?
Some of us. If you're married to Rosie, you have two.
I haven't had a landline at a home in 17 years.
But anyway, Jared had a case of a family who'd been paying their security system for like 10 years.
And it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Great tip. Great tip. Well, Ron, Nancy, Manuel, hang tight. We'll finish taking your calls at top of the hour news when we clear the studio for the next one. We won't leave you hanging. We'll get you answers today. We just are out of time today for this Saturday's broadcast. But don't worry, RosieOnTheHouse.com during the week if you have questions or the recording. Gary's going to have the podcast up here of the hour, our 8 o'clock outdoor living hour. We had a really interesting conversation. Art and farm don't often come together. When you think farm art, you know, John Deere tractor, old style comes to mind. But we tied art and farming together this morning with our Arizona gourd farmers.
You're going to be out of your gourd when you hear this.
And then our 9 o'clock on the house hour, we were talking about things to be aware of in the building industry and how the current state of affairs has changed it. Things are delayed. Be patient when you're doing projects on your home. And then this hour, our open home hour, our goal is to answer as many questions as we can and cover our weekly to-do, which you can get that entire budgeting article. And the nice thing about the budgeting and technology as it's growing are RosieOnTheHouse.com/app, you can download and get started with the Homezada platform that will help you learn and plan for these big budget items. So let's say we install a brand new air conditioning unit this week. Well, it will help calculate for you based on current conditions over the next 20 years of what that air conditioning is going to cost to replace. So you can plan to either save for it and have it cash or use your equity. So it helps do predictive budgeting planning, one of the new features here at RosieOnTheHouse.com that we bring to the Arizona homeowners to help be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Y'all have a safe and blessed Saturday. We'll see y'all here next Saturday, 8 o'clock sharp.